Part 2. Chapter 1. The Country and the People. Task 2.
The American Anthem.
Can you sing the national anthem?
Well, I like joining in when they play it on public occasions.
Yeah, and no one can stop you, even though you can't sing.
Right. It is a pain when you're standing there singing and whoever's next to you can't get it right.
The fact is that our national anthem, I mean, the Star-Spangled Banner, is notoriously unsingable.
Unsingable?
Yes, its melody spans nearly 2 octaves, when most people are good for 1 octave max. Then, the first 8 lines are one enormous sentence with subordinate clauses, leaving no really good place to take a breath. And there are far too many leaps off the high board.
What do you expect? The melody comes from an old English drinking song.
Well, I must say I don't like the lyrics either. They're all about bombs and war and bloodshed and stuff.
I agree. In the first verse, the one we generally sing, there's only one reference to any value commonly associated with America, land of the free.
What about home of the brave?
That's just empty bravado. There's nothing in our history to suggest that we are braver than anyone else. No, I think that the Star-Spangled Banner has got to go. The only question is, what should replace it?
The unimaginative easy choice would be My Country, 'Tis of Thee, better known as America. The melody is simple, familiar, and easy to sing, with a range of less than an octave. The lyrics express American sentiments, by and large, rather than nonsense about rockets and bombs.
But the melody is that of the British national anthem, God Save the King.
I think that the best of the conventional choices would be America the Beautiful. Its range is an octave plus one note, with a couple of tricky leaps, but the tune is lovely, and the lyrics are eloquent. Much better than those bombs bursting in air.
Yes. America, America. But I'd prefer something less.
Hey, what about God Bless America? The lyrics are more enthusiastic than eloquent, but it's a nice tune. Not only easy to remember, but hard to get out of your head.
God bless America.
Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam.
Well, it was a hit, like other Berlin songs. That tune just fills you with American optimism and energy.
Do you remember Celine Dion singing it on TV after the September 11th terrorist attacks? She made me cry.
It might be argued that it is too religious, potentially violating the First Amendment.
Don't be silly. In our political culture, the phrase, God bless America, has come to mean little more than, I'm through with my speech, see you later.
And how about This Land Is Your Land? Woody Guthrie wrote it as a response to God Bless America, and it has often been proposed as a U.S. national anthem. The melody has a range of just 7 notes, and the lyrics can be treated as a generalized appreciation of the American landscape.
Or a more pointed political claim for equality. That's what Guthrie had in mind.
But the song has been absorbed into our culture and is loved by everyone, even by Republicans.
This land is your land.
This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters.
Bruce Springsteen called it one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
It was sung by Springsteen and Pete Seeger at the Obama inaugural celebration at the Lincoln Memorial on January 18, 2009. All the people were moved.
How about Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA? That's more recent. 1984, I think. And a patriotic song.
A bit dark for a national anthem, I suppose.